KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Jim Fee. Sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar Inn. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's check high school basketball from last night. The Atlantic boys team improved to 7-8 on the season with a 63-40 win at Red Oak. The Trojans jumped out on top early with an 11-3 lead by the end of the first quarter. Both offenses struggled to make shots in the first half, but Atlantic took a 10-point lead, 28-18 in the locker room. The Trojans outscored the Tigers by 9 in the third period to take full control of the game. With the effort.
Yeah, I thought we did, you know, fairly good job, especially on the defensive end. I thought our defense was phenomenal there, especially in the first half. I thought we rebounded extremely well. When you can limit them to one shot and done, we can get out and get, you know, going offensively.
Niall Peterson had a great night for the Trojans, using post moves to get some buckets and feeding the ball back out from the block on a number of occasions to teammates cutting to open space. 18 points to lead all scorers on the night. Coach Ebling said a lot of what they did well ran through Peterson inside.
When he posts up, he's such a good passer out of the post. Guys are starting to learn how to make post entries and cut off that or cut from the weak side, and he'll find you. You know, you just got to cut hard and expect the ball. And, you know, he's a big part of what we do right now.
Skylar Handlos in his first game back from illness. The last two outings dropped in 13 points. Craig Allen Becker finished with 10, eight of those coming in the first half. Atlantic will have a chance to get back to 500 with a home game against Denison on Friday. Red Oak was led by 13 from Ryan Johnson last night. In other Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball, Denison over Creston 63-46. Elkhorn, Nebraska beating St. Albert 40-26. Glenwood over Clarinda 81-59. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 73-66. Also in boys hoops from the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 67-47. Logan Magnolia topping Audubon 68-48. Trainer beat Riverside 76-53. Tri-Center over Underwood 57-41. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Woodbine, 44-38. Exira EHK in overtime over Arweva, 65-59. Boyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan, 61-35. From the Corner Conference, East Mills over Griswold, 53-14. Sydney over Essex, 79-32. Pride of Iowa action saw Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley, 52-51. Also around the region, Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City West 67-66. It was Carroll over ADM 65-61. Mormon Trail beat Orient Maxburg 59-46. Well, Chloe Johnson finished with 17 points, and Allie West added 15 as the Red Oak Tigers defeated Atlantic 66-31 in girls' hoops last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader. The Tigers jumped on top by 7 after one quarter at 14-7, then pushed the lead to 31-14 by the half. The Tigers were up 51-26 after the third as they continued to push away from an Atlantic squad that never really got settled in. Red Oak improved to 15-3. Traveled to Creston Friday. Atlantic got 10 points from Taylor McCready, 6 from Macy Waters. On the night, a leading scorer, Haley Rasmussen, was limited to just 2 points in the contest. Atlantic struggled to find their shooting stroke and has dropped 4 straight to fall to 8-11 now on the season. Atlantic will host Denison on Friday. It'll be senior night. It'll be the annual Coaches versus Cancer Pink Out game also to support the American Cancer Society. In other Hawkeye 10 basketball last night, on the girls' side, Denison over Creston 61-44. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 70-36. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 63-28. West Des Moines Valley beat Lewis Central 68-57. In Western Iowa Conference girls' play, AHSTW beat St. Albert 62-51. Kinsey Scheffler reached the 1,000 career point mark in that contest for the Lady Vikes. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 54-20. Logan Magnolia over Audubon 38-23. Trainer beat Riverside 66-29. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Arweva 70-30. Peyton Sherdan beat Boyer Valley 62-40. Woodbine over Cam 61-58. Pride of Iowa play saw Bedford beat Southwest Valley 44-41. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 61-46. In the Corner Conference, it was East Mills, a 35-18 winner over Griswold. Sydney beat Essex 74-31. Also, it was ADM over Carroll 68-53. Bishop Heelan beat Thomas Jefferson 63-38. Abe Lincoln over Sioux City West 55-46. Orient Maxburg beat Mormon Trail 53-29 as Kayla Esslinger of OM reached the 1,000-point mark for her career. In college men's basketball last night, top 25 play, number 7 Duke over Boston College, 63-55. Ninth-ranked Maryland over Rutgers, 56-51. It was number 11 Auburn over Arkansas in overtime, 79-76. 15th-ranked Kentucky beat Mississippi State, 80-72. And number 22 Penn State knocks off 16th-ranked Michigan State, 75-70. The 17th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes face a tough challenge tonight against a Purdue team that's been tough to beat at home. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says among the challenges is the play of Purdue guard Jahad Proctor. The senior has averaged 14 points and shot nearly 50% from three-point range over the last two games.
The thing that I like about him is, you know, he's versatile. He's kind of a scorer, but he can handle it. He can pass it. You know, he's an athlete. But, you know, most importantly, you know, he's a veteran guy, fifth-year guy.
Iowa center Luka Garza is coming off a career-high 4 3-pointers and a win over Illinois, and McCaffrey says that's always been part of his arsenal.
He killed it in high school. I mean, for his high school team, for his AAU team, that's what he always did, even when going back to his sophomore year of high school. So, you know, it was inevitable that this was going to happen.
It's a tough one. Iowa's lost 9 of 10 at Mackey Arena. The Hawkeyes will battle the Purdue Boilermakers tonight. 5 o'clock tonight on the radio is the pregame start time. A little after 6 is tip time here on KJAN. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm is not concerned about criticism of the program affecting his players. The Cyclones are 9-12 overall, just 2-6 in the Big 12, heading into tonight's game at West Virginia.
But the outside noise is more directed at me than the guys, right? So, I mean, they shouldn't be worried about anything. I mean, what I would assume, I don't read it all or look at it all, but most of it's going to be directed towards the coach, you know, so they don't need to worry. They just need to play.
This game ends a tough stretch for the Cyclones that's seen them lose 3. Prohm says two keys against the Mountaineers are handling their press and rebounding.
You've got to attack all 40 minutes. Like, you have to make play after play on the offensive end and on the defensive end. You got to be physical at every position because they'll post all really basically, depending on who's at the point, it could be 1 through 5, they'll post you up. And then they're going to go try to go get it and rebound it.
That game will be a 6 o'clock tip time, Central Time, tonight. Well, Drake looks to regain its winning form tonight, hosting Bradley. The Bulldogs are 5-5 in Missouri Valley Conference play.
Big game for us at home, coming off a couple losses in a row here. So we had a tough game with them to open up conference play at their place. Obviously a team that's playing really well and a good team. Another great Valley game.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says they need to be more patient on offense than they were in their loss to the Braves in Peoria. That's an 8 o'clock tip time tonight. Northern Iowa takes the Missouri Valley Conference lead on the road tonight to Valparaiso. The Panthers won the first meeting in Cedar Falls, but Valpo senior Ryan Fazekas has returned from injury and is averaging over 10 points and shooting over 47% from three-point range.
10 of 21 from 3 in the last 4 games. He started one of them, and he's 10 of 21 from the three-point line, and so that adds an elite-level shooter to their lineup.
That's Panther coach Ben Jacobson. The Crusaders are 5-5 in the Valley, 8-1 though at home this season. That's a 7 o'clock tip time tonight. In college football news, Michigan State's winningest football coach has stepped down. Mark D'Antonio has announced his retirement, ending a 13-year run in which his teams won 3 Big Ten titles, and he became the school's winningest coach. D'Antonio went 114-57 as the Spartans coach and won Big Ten titles in 2010, 2013, and 2015. He won at least 11 games 5 times in that 6-year span, the first time a Big Ten coach had done that. The 63-year-old D'Antonio called his decision a difficult one while noting the nonstop demands of the job. And in baseball news, a massive trade last night. The Boston Red Sox have parted with Mookie Betts by sending him to the Los Angeles Dodgers in a blockbuster deal. Two people with knowledge of the deal say the Bo Sox have agreed to send the 2018 AL MVP to Los Angeles. The Red Sox would also send away left-hander David Price in a salary dump designed to save Boston tens of millions of dollars and help them dip below baseball's luxury tax threshold. The Dodgers are sending outfielder Alex Verdugo back to the Red Sox in a deal that also involves the Minnesota Twins, who are getting right-hander Kenta Maeda from the Los Angeles Dodgers and sending pitching prospect Brusdar Graterol to Boston. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.